I'm going to talk about the FIAS longitudinal measurement system that we have, and it's been modified for a more accurate cotton fiber maturity measurement. I've been working with Dr. Bugazu and Yao at Texas Tech in Austin. And FIAS is a fiber image analysis system. It's a custom microscope system for automatic high-volume measurement of fiber geometric attributes. And when we say high volume, we don't mean like the HVI system. It's high volume compared to cross-section type systems. And FIAS offers two basic functions. We can measure longitudinal analysis or cross-sectional analysis of fibers. This is the system, and it consists of a microscope, a high-resolution camera, and we also have a motorized stage that moves the slide to different sections, and then we have a pneumatic fiber cutter spreader that's just to prepare the longitudinal samples, and then we do image analysis of both the cross-section and longitudinal samples for maturity. So the cross-section takes a while to prepare. It's, I guess, about an 8-hour process from start to finish, but here you can see where they comb the sample, the small clusters of fibers. These are NEPs, and the NEPs are generally immature fibers. So some of these fibers get combed out in the cross-section sample preparation, which could bias your maturity data slightly. Oop, how do you go back? Put it back. So these are the cross-sections that we see, and the analysis after FIAS, you can see it goes ahead and marks like a fully mature fiber would be more circular, and a very immature fiber is very flat here. So it gives us the fiber perimeter, the area, the equivalent diameter, the wall thickness, the maturity, and the shape factor of circularity. Now the fiber cutter for the longitudinal samples is very simple. You just take an uncombed cotton sample, you put it under the cutter, you stamp it, it cuts out five little slots of fiber snippets. These snippets are then sprayed up into this chamber and by gravity fall down in two slides, and then we sandwich the two slides together. So it's just a matter of seconds to prepare our sample instead of hours. And then the fiber snippets, the ribbon width and density are measured under the microscope using image analysis. So you go from this type of slide to this is what you see under the microscope. So here you can see these dark mature fibers that are thinner, and the wider immature translucent fibers. So the FIAS longitudinal measurement is based basically on the shape and the grayscale, where the very immature fibers are wider because they've collapsed and have very little cellulose to hold the cell wall up. So they tend to be wider at the widest point of the ribbon, where the more circular, mature fibers have enough cellulose to make the fiber dense and more narrow. The system scans the fibers transversely along the axis and provides the maturity measurements. And here you can see the red scans show you a mature, dark, thinner fiber, and the green scans show you the more translucent, wider bands of fiber. We get some direct measurements for the diameter of the fibers and also for the grayscale, and then the standard deviations for those. And for these studies, we've used five slides for each sample, where we had 1,000 to 5,000 snippets per slide. And we can also calculate the brightness, the fineness, the dead scan ratio, and the dead scan area ratio. We had the best results with the dead scan area ratio, which is the amount of dead fiber compared to the full fiber sample. So this is what you see when you have the analysis from FIAS. And let me show you a little closer here. You can see the mature and immature sections. So here, this is an immature section is marked green, and this is marked, the dark, narrow band is marked as matured, but is this truly mature? This is really a fiber that has twisted on its side, and it appears darker because you're viewing it through the thickness of the width, or in this case, you could have a reversal or where you see, again, a dark space, but it's actually the full fiber is immature. So we've redone the program where we now say if the program sees 20% or more immature fiber, it runs the skeleton through the fiber and then marks that whole fiber as immature. So this detects our dead fibers. We know these dead fibers are the nephs that show up as white specks of a dye defect in the finished fabric. So to look at this, we have 21 cottons that were processed identically in the mill all the way through to dyeing, and then they were measured using FIAS and for cross-sectional and longitudinal measurements, and then white speck levels on the dyed fabrics were measured using an autorate, another image analysis system. These are the six fibers we chose out of the 21 to give us very distinctly different ones for these preliminary studies. The two Texas cottons are stripper picked, and as we know, they have more immature fibers because it pulls in the whole plant. And we have high percent whites on these fibers. And then we had two Georgia and two Mississippi cottons. And the Mississippi had the best, the cleanest of the white speck samples. And we also went ahead and used the highest of the Mississippi white speck samples, which was also of the same fiber that was used for the highest of the Texas. And then the two Georgia samples were mid-range when it came to white speck. So here you can see the difference between our low and our high. It's extreme. So this is a good set of samples for preliminary work to see if you're getting good results. And here if we look at our cross-section data, we have four direct measurements. And we didn't get R-squares higher than 0.6. And then micronair is cross-section micronair is actually a calculated measurement. But we did get a good relationship of 0.86. And this, we had 500 cross-sections per slide, and we had three bundles made for each sample. Now, the longitudinal data, we're just going to look at the best of the day, which is the dead skin area, which would be the dead fibers that actually turn into white specks. And we had four different things that we were looking at. We had two versions of the FIAS program. The October version was the one that marked the entire fiber as being immature, and the May version was the older version. And we also have two different video setups because you can change the amount of contrast and brightness and different things in the video setup, and we know that affects it. And we're just starting. These were just ones that were visibly, you could tell that it was doing a good job. So we've got more work to do in choosing the proper video setup. But here you can see we've got a R-square 0.90 and 9.2 for the new version. So we can see that it's doing a much better job compared to the old version. With video 1, we got a 0.81, which wasn't bad, but with the video 3, it had picked up about half as much. So overall, you can see here much higher levels of dead fiber were picked up for the new versions compared to the old version. So if we look at the relationship from for FIAS and for cross-section from micronair to white speck, we can see as your dead fiber increases, your white speck increases, and for both versions. But you can see a big disparity between the old version and the new version, with the new version much more accurate, the 0.9092 R-squares. And then with micronair, as a micronair, as the micronair decreases, you also see an increase in white speck, which is what we expected. So the longitudinal measurements by FIAS, the dark section of the fibers were identified as mature now with the new version, and the old version had erroneous measurements of mature sections that were actually reversible or was viewing the fibers twist on its side. So these new developments identify this translucent fiber and follows it all the way through the skeleton to identify the whole fiber as immature. And we know that fiber maturity is consistent through the length of the fiber. You wouldn't have a fiber that would be mature, immature, mature, immature. It would be all mature, immature. And the dead skin areas we found were much higher for the new version of FIAS and showed much stronger relationships to the white specks in the fabrics. So our conclusions are that the longitudinal measurements, the dead skin area by number as calculated by FIAS, is a strong predictor of white speck with high R-squares in the 0.992 range. And the FIAS cross-section measurements was also good with an R-squared of 0.859 to the white specks. And the advantage of the longitudinal measurement over cross-section is that the fast sample preparation and data processing and therefore has a great potential to be used regularly for cotton maturity, especially in the breeding programs. And the data is less biased due to the sample preparation, leaving the immature fibers in the sample where combing removes these fibers in the cross-section preparation. Our future work, we know it's an important factor related to maturity is the translucence. And we can see with the work that we've done with the video setup that it's going to be very important for us to do more work fine-tuning and finding an optimum video setup before we continue on with some of these measurements. And because the grayness, the gray scale that we're measuring, which is a direct measurement, is directly related to the maturity of the fibers. And then we're also, a projected 2D image of a cotton fiber has a large variation in the fiber width due to the convolutions along the longitudinal axis. And we think that maybe the ratio, the maximum to the minimum width of these on the fiber ribbon may be a good indicator of maturity. So we haven't added that into the system yet, so we'll add that. And then this study was a small study with only six but very extremely different samples, so we're going to expand that once we get our video set up more fine-tuned. And this was supported by the National Research Initiative Competitive Grants Program at the USDA and also by Cotton Incorporated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have 2-3 minutes for questions. Do you have any questions? Why they don't have any questions?
I explained it so well.
So sampling methods.
Yes.
How do you do that? Say that I arrive in your lab with 20 samples. What would be your recommendation in terms of sampling? What type of samples?
Well, how we sampled this particular set of samples is we had 3 different pulls from the bale, and we actually took a little cluster from each of the bags, and we did not manipulate it. We just put it under there and stamped it.
Okay. And so how many reps do you recommend doing?
I found about 5 slides, about if you do 5,000 snippets minimum, but we had 1,000 to 5,000 snippets per slide. We just ran the same amount of slides for each one. So some, because it's random how much gets blown up in the air sometimes, so you don't always get as many on a slide as you'd like.
So you are able to, 5 reps per sample? You are probably able to test several dozens a day?
Yeah. It takes about 10 minutes to run a sample.
Okay. Questions? Okay, thank you.
Sure. You're right.